Jan here. Here with Brian.
Yeah.
Benji.
Yep.
Bear.
Yeah.
And we're gonna start off today with Hotline Miami 2, which just released last Tuesday.
Yes.
The 10th of March.
Yes. 10th of March. Two big things happened on that day, and that was Hotline and GTA Heists. But we're gonna start with Hotline.
So really, one big thing.
Mario Day.
Mario Day.
Yeah, March 10th.
What?
The abbreviation is like MAR dot 10.
Today's Pi Day.
Today's Pi Day.
3.14.
Look at all those numbers.
Happy Pi Day.
Yeah. March is full of numbers.
March is full of numbers.
It's full of numbers.
March is full of numbers. So Hotline Miami 2. Yeah, Brian, have you been the only one that played it?
So far, I guess I'm the only guy that played this game. But it is fantastical.
But I think we all have listened to the soundtrack, though.
Yeah,
is it? Yes, we have. Is it more of the same?
It's more the same in that.
But in a good way, right?
Yeah, it's a good thing because the fucking first game was fantastic.
Yes, it was.
So, yeah, it was. But now you can tell they have a lot more budget. So the music they had, well, and all, on top of the fact that they had 50 songs, that means they had 50 stages. There's so many fucking stages. It almost felt like the game was on the cusp of being too long.
Have you beat it?
I beat it. Nice. And after you beat it, there's a fucking hard mode, which is insane to me because I think the original game is hard mode. And then now that I'm playing hard mode, I was actually getting frustrated with the game near the end on normal mode, but on hard mode, it's just so hard that I'm beyond frustration. It's just kind of like,
your brain just shuts
off. Yeah, I'm just like, wow, this is so fucking hard and frustrating that it's not even hard and frustrating anymore. It's ridiculous.
Is the normal mode easier?
Well, the normal mode is like Hotline 1. The hard mode is no lock on.
Ooh.
They flip it and reverse it, which means they miss the Elliot the stage.
So you can't remember.
Yeah, if you got like a rhythm with the stages, it's literally upside down and to the other side. So it's like, and on top of that, you're going from up to down instead of down to up. So it's like, it fucks with your head. You feel like you're seeing less, but you're not. It's weird, but anyway, without lock on, you don't use it. I don't use it that often, but you need it.
With guns around corners, like specific situations.
Yeah. I mean, and those situations are kind of fucked. Like considering, let's say there's a guy really far out, and you'll use the lock on to zoom to him. Good though is the touch controller. It actually helps with this because you get
The Vita.
On the PS4.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is it like the Vita where you can click and drag, you can see more of the screen?
Well, the way that it works...
You can tap people?
Yeah, the way that it works is you won't tap them because you can't lock, but what you'll do is you'll use the touchpad, move it to up so that you can see all the way to the max of the other corner of the stage,
kind of,
and then you can shoot from there. Of course, it's less accurate, but that's how you get far shots instead of locking on the motherfuckers like you did beforehand. But all in all, I mean, the fucking story is 10 times more chaotic because you're following, I don't know, 8 protagonists, 4 of which being a part of a crew.
So it's not just Jacket.
Right. Well, actually, he's like an entity in the game. It's weird. He's like the story progressor. He's the one who kind of ties all these fuckers in.
Okay.
What ends up happening is these guys are all kind of...
Spoiler.
Death and destruction. Yeah. I'm not going to spoil it that much. I'm just going to just give you a general overview. Essentially, you got death and destruction happening, and then all the different perspectives of it. You actually get to play as the leader of the one crew, the one that wears the white suits and
the
blue shirts, the Russians. They look fucking gigolos. You get to play the leader
Russians,
of that.
Because they're wearing same color tracksuits.
Right.
Is that racist?
So you actually play the leader of those fuckers, and then you play one of the henchmen. No? You play his main Damie, and then he's trying to get out and shit like that, and he lets him, but has to do the shit first, of course. And then there's this one fucking detective, which is actually one of my favorite things. Is he is like a straight arrow, or sorry, he's not a fucking detective. He's like a writer or some shit, and he can only knock people out. And it just completely flips the game on its head because you're like, what? I'm not killing these people. So you'll mount them and you'll only punch them twice and then they'll be done. They'll be knocked out. And then when you come up to a gun and try to pick it up, you'll take out the clip and throw the gun to the side.
Huh.
Or with a shotgun, you'll just completely expel all the shells. It's kind of cool shit like that.
That's
cool. They definitely changed it up. And then they added this one guy that dual wields. They added this one guy that can roll, dodge under bullets. They added this team of their twin brothers. One of them has a chainsaw, one of them has a gun. I was actually talking to you guys earlier about this. It's fucking broken, though. That kind of bummed me out, because it seemed like a really cool idea, but it's definitely broken.
Is it broken, or is it does not work the way you think it would?
Well, it seems like it's broken, because and especially in a game like a Hotline Miami, because it's fucking, you know, everything happens in less than a second, right? If you fuck up for less than a second, you're dead. Mm-hmm. So you're fucking, your teammate is literally like running into the wall with his gun, and you're like, oh, I got a chainsaw over here, bro. A gun would be nice. And he's just sitting there running into a fucking wall, and you're like, all right, well, thanks for that. You know, because it's not like where you're aiming.
You actually say that to him?
I really felt that way. I was just like, oh, this. And the worst part about it is the time where you have to absolutely play as them is in the most crowded fucking stage. You know, like, really? Because there's a lot of open stages. I feel like if he was in an open stage, he'd be fine. But I mean, the chainsaw guy would be useless. But anyway, you know, all that shit aside, the story is pretty fucked up. You know, a lot of like sick shit happens, and they kind of like they tie it in all with the main dude. And then one of my favorite stages is you're the Russian leader tripping on balls, and like you just take all these pills and start seeing like demons, and that actually creates bosses, because he's tripping balls, he sees these bosses, and you get to fight them.
Nice.
And it's fucking, dude, all in all, just they need to make more fucking Hotline Miamis, even though I think this is the last one. But you know, I feel like these guys need to finally like get off the 8-bit engine and then start making like real games with like facial expressions and like characters you can see their emotions and shit like that, because like this story showed me that they can do like really fucked up like shit that actually matters in an 8-bit setting. I couldn't imagine what they can do when you can actually give a fuck about the characters, you know. So play the game, definitely play the fucking game. It's only $13 right now on PS Plus. Nice. Or 15 everywhere else. 15?
Is it still on? Is it still on Steam?
Steam is $15. Okay, I actually bought it on Steam
because then you get the soundtrack on Steam.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The problem with that is you have to pay an extra $15, and I did that. I bought.
Yeah, but you're getting a full 50-track soundtrack,
and it's fucking fantastic. Like,
wait, is it an extra $15, or can you just buy the soundtrack?
It's $30. You can't buy just the soundtrack.
They did with the first one. That pissed me off.
Yeah, I mean that was a really gay move on them.
Makes sense though.
That's what makes illegal things happen. Shit like.
Yeah. No. Honestly, I was like, I'm gonna pirate this shit, but last minute I decided, you know, it's our buddy's birthday. I bought him both, and then he gave me the MP3s. So,
there you go.
You know, why not?
So you did it for yourself.
Yeah. Well, he got the
here's game. A present for you. Yeah. For me.
Is he actually gonna play
here's
it on
a present?
Steam?
But you don't get half of it. You have to.
Well, he wanted the soundtrack as much as I did. So hey, what are you gonna do?
They on the Steam version though. I haven't played it, but I'm under the impression that they have like a level creator. And basically, strictly for the fact of to see what people could come up with and make the next Hotline Miami.
Well,
I think they're done with it.
My problem with that is, and even kind of with like just the game in general, it's like how do you know the stage is just too hard? You know what I mean? Like, what's going to stop somebody from just making the stage impossible?
Well, and then I maybe know like some games they do like you have to be like Super Meat Boy.
Yeah.
You had to beat the stage in order for them. I think it was Super. I don't know, some game you had to beat the stage and be like, okay.
Yeah,
it can be
beat. Imagine like they're not going to put it out or like
if it's impossible.
It, you know. Plus they have. I imagine the same thing like Little Big Planet stuff. There's ranking systems and
that makes sense.
Put stuff in like
people
that in place.
Creative.
Kinda, yeah.
And do not even like kill people. They'll just do like crazy weird shit.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Dodge people.
Was it better than the first one?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and the first one was good. It's just that the additions
was this more like a clearer picture?
No, you're still really fucking lost because they keep jumping from like the 90s to the 80s.
Oh no, more like a clearer picture of what they wanted to do rather than like the story.
It's still shrouded, dude. Like that's their style, but I kind of like it at the same time. But you know, I feel like it's the type of story where you gotta. You fucking up, bro.
What?
I feel like it's the type of story where you have to dig into it, and that's fine too. You know, I like that style. It's very indie, because like, I guess the Denton Digital make indie movies too. You know, and
okay.
That's like their thing.
Do they know?
Yeah. So let's see here.
Yeah, I don't have much to say because I haven't fucking played it.
Yeah, I mean.
At all.
Yeah, I want
them. I need to.
And you know what? Actually, one thing that I wanted to kind of touch on is how, like, the preview showing the two brothers, like the Crane brothers, I guess is what to call them, because they both wear crane masks, is it made it look like the game was co-op. and that made my dick rock hard. I was like, fucking co-op Hotline Miami, yes. Like, and they should. Like, Hotline Miami 3, if they're making it, should be co-op. Because, I mean, why not? Yeah, it would be more chaotic. It couldn't be, like, both people on the same screen. It'd have to be, like, individual.
It would have to be, like, yeah. It couldn't be, like, local.
Right. I mean, and maybe the game would kind of lose its, like, luster, but at the same time, if they kind of, like, toned it down and the stages were still, like, compact, but there's just two of you, I feel like they could still make it work. But, yeah, that was kind of deceiving with the whole, like, showing those two guys on the screen, and I was like, oh, fucking two-player. But, yeah, it turns out that it totally wasn't. But,
So buy it?
Buy the fuck out of it. Play it, buy the soundtrack, or pirate the soundtrack, because they're trying to be dicks about it. I mean, $30 is a little steep, I admit.
We do not condone illegal activity.
we're not condoning illegal activity, but
I don't think it's that steep for fucking 50 songs.
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad
at all.
No,
they're not like,
dude, to be honest,
second
like,
tracks either.
Yeah, yeah, to be honest.
They're full songs.
That's a lot of techno.
You
can only get it on Steam, though, right? You can't do that on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Well,
right. Yeah, no, that was another thing. That was another thing. You could not, if you buy it on PlayStation,
that was the same thing with the first one.
Yeah.
You only could buy it on Steam.
Which did piss me off from the last time, because I did buy it on
Quake.
I just torrented the first soundtrack.
I couldn't find it when I wanted to get it, so I just didn't even try.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Shit.
So. I'm actually really... I'm more excited about playing it on my Vita. Is it cross-play?
It is. Okay. It's. I think it's...
Even when I started playing... I started playing Hotline Miami, the first one, strictly on my Vita. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you know, just out of necessity of, I want to watch a movie. You know? And I eventually moved over to... playing the PlayStation 4, but I always went back to the Vita.
You know,
it feels that so home on that OLED.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, girl.
Well, you know,
your
and
two
and
sticks
I'm,
right there, like it feels at home.
I'm gonna say that I think this game is too fucking hard to play on the Vita, especially near the end. I mean, you're talking. Well, for one thing, they did different is they did make a couple areas where it's just like massive, where you're half the time you're getting shot from someone who's off screen. And in those stages, you have like a sniper rifle. I don't really know how it was supposed to work, but it wasn't very well executed, so I didn't use it. But because in the beginning of the stage, you have to fight like hordes, and then you go to the part where you're getting shot by these fuckers off screen. But you know, it's just kind of like it really adds a different element to the game. But those are the types of stages where I just don't see them like happening on the Vita. Like you'd play them and just want to break your Vita. Because they're just so fucking hard. And there's other stages where they're really, really cramped, and you're talking like upwards of like 15 to 20 people in one room. And the second you shoot once, you got that whole fucking horde like coming right at you, and mm-hmm. it's just insane. Because what they do is they mix a lot of the, you know, those big dudes in the first one that you would shoot once and they take
oh,
like
yeah, you
15
gotta,
more steps.
You gotta shoot them like three
so
more times.
So they have those guys in addition to these new guys that dodge bullets that you can only melee, and not with just like a melee, like you can throw your weapon and punch them. You have to actually pick something up, like a bat. So it's like you have these guys where, oh shit, I gotta throw my weapon and grab another one real quick because he's coming at me. And like those guys usually have like a sword or whatever, but they're sitting there dodging your bullets and you're like, really? So, and on top of that, on hard mode, there's a lot more of those guys everywhere. So it's just like, holy shit. And like, once again, not happening on a Vita because it's just too much shit having to happen. But, you know, I did play a lot of Hotline 1 on Vita, like you, bro. But yeah, that shit was frustrating to say the least. I've only gotten past the first stage on hard mode, and that was so I was like, oh god, oh god.
That's intense.
So but yeah, kind of on a similar note of like scumbag like heist type shit, the GTA heists. I've played those. I actually played like a good amount last night, like right before I went to bed. It's awesome. Like. Aside from, like, the normal GTA, Rockstar really needs to get their shit together with their online stuff. It's pretty fantastic. Like,
have you run into any problems with it, though, since it came out?
It crashes, you know.
Yeah.
There was, like, a 5-gig, like, patch yesterday, last night, and still, crashed a few times.
5-gig patch? On top of the
still,
download?
Yeah.
Yeah. They did the huge download, and then they had a patch last night that I had to download before I played it, and it still was crashing and shit. But, you know, it's a step in the right direction for sure. I mean, for one, they just gave it to you.
Yeah.
If you have the game,
step in the right direction for a game that came out.
It was
coming
out a year and a half ago. Exactly. Yeah. They should give it to you.
Well, I can't. And
they should give me PS4.
Right. Yeah. See, there you go. No, that's true. Like, how are you going to pay this for the same game twice?
If I could pay, like, $25
to upgrade,
even 30 just for the online version of Grand Theft Auto, I'd do it. Especially if the heists were there. Mm-hmm. Even if they weren't working right away, I'd do it in a second. But
yeah.
I would like to play the game again, but I don't have the time or money or effort.
Yeah.
I'm not going to touch the fucking story again. I've played through it.
Yeah,
there's no reason to pay.
It's just like too much to even want to play it over again.
It is a big story.
Yeah. But, you know, it's definitely, like, the execution was good in Rockstar standards. I mean, I gotta say Rockstar standards because they're fucking years behind on online shit, that's for sure. Because, I mean, you have these clunky menus, you know, when you're trying to get people, you can't keep playing. You literally have to sit there in your lobby and just fucking sit there for hours. And, I mean, that's what I was doing with, I tried to play with Chris Hill, Mike's brother, and it was just kind of like, all right, let's we can't do this heist battle fourth, so let's sit here. And we literally sat for 30 minutes, had a couple assholes join, and then back out. And it was just because every time they join and back out, you're talking like load screen, cut scene, load screen, and then they back out. And you're like, holy motherfucker. Like,
when I turn that off.
Exactly.
After the first failed attempt,
it's just
and I either put Madden or Dying Light back up.
Exactly. It's just absolutely frustrating. Yeah, and like once again, Dying Light, you jump right to fucking your buddy's game, and that's it, you know? And yeah,
Mike jumped into my game the other day. I didn't even know he was.
Yeah, I mean that's.
I was just hoping he would just like creep on you.
Like, hey, oh my god! Oh fuck!
No, dude. I mean, seriously, any online experience should be that this day and age. Not like you have to load, you have to do this shit, and that's I mean, so poorly executed in that aspect. But in terms of like the execution of the missions, they're pretty cool. They really stayed true to the heists that happened on the single player, which I guess the reason why it took so long is because they went back to the drawing board like fucking 10 times over because they kept like not having that like substance that they did.
Do
in
you
the
do
first
the
heist?
Setups like you do in the single player?
Yeah,
like, do you pick the style of heist you're doing like. You could do it loud and nastier.
Well, they kind of kept that out of it, but they made it so that you can do the. There's like five or six parts to each heist, and then you can do them in different orders.
Mm-hmm.
So that part's pretty cool. And then once again, like even though it's a free roam game, when you're in the mission, everything is really like cut and dry. You just have to, you know, take care of the tasks at hand, which I guess is a good compromise considering that you have that like huge open world in general. But yeah, I mean, one thing that was kind of annoying is like running out of like your bulletproof vests and ammo and shit, and having to like back out of the mission, go to the store, because they have a way to like buy ammo, but it's like really clunky if you're just like restarting a mission.
Did you run into anything where like they were talking about when they're were supposed to release it, where like you can run into other people in the free world and stuff?
They didn't. You don't have people in the free world. It does seem like it's open-ended in a way to where like it can be like a death match. Like it's one of the like progressions are like a team death match in the game.
So basically everybody that's going to be in that area has to get into it.
Yeah, because I mean if someone, it would be really easy for someone to just come in and mess up your whole heist just by like being there.
Yeah, because they'd have to know it was going down though, you know?
True. But you know, it's like the one I did last night was Prison Break. So me and our old buddy Phil, we were inside. We were infiltrating a prison, and I was the fake I was the fake cop, and he was the fake inmate, and we got caught like instantly, and then just all hell broke loose. The cool thing is like we took a prison bus in there, infiltrated, and then as soon as we passed a certain guard who was like wasn't a jackass, he instantly knew that we weren't part of the, like I wasn't part of their outfit, and they instantly started shooting us, and that's when everything starts. So You know, if someone were just to kind of come in and like just walk around while we were doing all that, obviously it'd be ruined. And in addition to that, what's pretty cool is, like, I guess the other two guys, what their jobs were, they were in like fighter jets, taking out all the helicopters and making sure nothing happens.
That's cool.
While we're inside the prison, like basically cover to cover, just laying waste. Like, it's an all-out war between like the SWAT team and then us. And I mean, shit like that is just great. You know, it's like I feel like, you know, once again, it's the right direction. It's how the game should be. It's like you're playing some 90s action movie, and you know, you planned the heist, you did it. So it's definitely fun. It sucks if you, like, because they said before I came in, they had some asshole. Everyone was communicating, and all he was saying is, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Like, you know? Like, whereas, like, we were in there, it's like, okay, you know, I got my sights on this guy, taking him down in 3-2-1. Like, we were kind of, like, doing that. And it's like the game kind of called for that in certain aspects of the heist. So it's like, and then, you know, you have the option of, like, going in and doing that, and then you have the option of, like, going up close and personal instead of like sniping. It was good, man. So I mean, you do have the option to go in like guns blazing in certain aspects, whereas you can just kind of you know, go from a distance or something smart where you sneak in. So it's pretty good shit there. You said you played it a little bit this morning.
No, I did not. I tried to.
Yeah, see,
the downloads started happening, and I was like, I'm not doing this. Yeah. No way I'm going to get this downloaded in time.
Yeah,
I want to, but
see,
if it came out a year ago when it was supposed to, it would be awesome.
Oh, but well, see,
I would have played it.
Yeah, I guess the whole like idea is better late than never, but, you know, I feel like...
it depends.
Well, and see, here's my problem with it, is that you fuckers don't have it.
Like, well, my problem is I don't even have the PS4 version, so I'm not going to pay for the whole game, even if I can get it cheap.
No, that's definitely one of the biggest things. But, you know, that's the thing. I feel like, especially how we did it, like, we made sure that we all had our specialty. Like, Regen was always flying. Yeah. And, like, every time I go into a heist, everyone's like, oh, can you fly? And I was like, no, because I always had Regen fly us everywhere. And, dude, it's like I wish you fucking paid the $60 because we need someone who's awesome at flying. And that's, like, it calls for it, like, constantly. Yeah. And I couldn't even, like, step into a plane in that type of situation if I wanted to, because it's, like, you have to be really fucking good. There was this part where after we escaped the prison, you have to get to a certain point, but you can't be caught. So one of the guys' job was just to take out all the helicopters, and then the other guy was flying, like, a normal airplane. So he didn't have, like, obviously the maneuverability of the helicopter, so... He basically has to fly around and keep circling around until the guy, like, makes sure that we don't get caught. I mean, it's definitely, like, they did the heist right. They took their time, a little too much time, but they did it right. And what's there so far is really good. It's fun. The only problem is the frustration of Rockstar. And, I mean, I'm even saying with the heist, like, Rockstar in general, you have to step your shit up with your online. I mean, that's... You know, that is, like, first and foremost, because they're literally still, like, the PS3 era of online matchmaking and all that other shit. I mean, yeah, it's impressive that you have 16 people in one match, but if it really means that I have to, like, sit in lobbies and sit there and do some, like, old 2013 shit, you know, it's 2015, bro.
Yeah, but, I mean, most of Rockstar's stuff is based around their single-player stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
That's where their focus has always really been. Which, I mean, who knows what their PS4 game's going to be, hopefully.
Oh, dude. Again. Oh, man. I'm actually kind of wondering, are they going to make more... are they going to take this engine? Because, you know, with GTA 3, they had that engine, right? And then they made, what, Vice City... And then what were the other ones they made off the?
Los Santos, San Andreas.
Yeah, San Andreas.
San Andreas.
And then Vice City. Engine?
Yeah, those were all off the same engine.
Vice City was a goddamn great game,
right?
Yeah,
that was one of my favorites.
See, and I was actually wondering, like, when is the Vegas? When is the Vegas? You know, because isn't Vice City Miami, right?
Yeah.
Where's the fucking Rockstar Vegas, man? I mean, because like I can.
Fuck Grand Theft Auto. Give me another Red Dead.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, they said, right? Were they going to?
They said it's a franchise.
They've been talking about it. Right. So if it takes as long as it did for the last Grand Theft Auto and it's as good, I don't care. just give it to me.
Yeah.
Just play give that it to
fucking well, game. I kind of wonder if their engine has those assets. You know, it's like if they help. Because I'm trying to think.
I would imagine they're making a brand new one for the new generation.
Yeah, they got her.
But see, if you've played GTA 5 on PS4, it's right at home. Like, they touched it up in a way.
Well, yeah, because it was pushing PS3.
Right.
Like, it was pushing last-gen limits.
You know, because if they're going to build a new engine, I kind of feel like that would be kind of a huge waste of time on their part, because I don't think their graphics need to be any prettier. I just think that their worlds need to be more dense. And they already are very dense, but, in order to kind of, grab this fucking new generation by the balls, they should fix their online shit and then just make their cities more dense. And I mean, that if they didn't have any better graphics in the next 5 years or 10 years, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. If they look like what they do now and they just have better online interactions, I mean, that's what's needed. But yeah, in general, if you have the game, play heists, just knock the dust off your PS3, get a few buddies together. I mean, I'm probably gonna have to buy the game for Rajan because I wanted to fly my ass. I'm a fucking bout to, man.
Don't do that shit.
it's just a fun game, dude.
Once they go online only, which they will do.
They have to
have the online, like you're saying. Where you just buy it online.
I feel like they would have done it already, though. I felt like that was the move. For when they made the move to PS4.
Well, but at the same time, you have to remember, from a company standpoint, is this game still going to sell full 60? And then the answer is,
when they first came out. But now, I mean, how are they getting people on that heist? Well, I mean, do they care?
Yeah. No. I mean,
you know, they're not making any money off of that.
Well, and I think that they make their money in the right ways, because they have never said, buy this DLC. They just released the DLC, and it's there for you. And what do you need? The direct trade from currency to currency. You buy more online money by buying those shark cards on the PlayStation Xbox store.
So you're still spending money.
Right. But see, I think that that's the right way to do it. Because to grind out that much money, that what you can get in 2 seconds, I mean, I think that was smart, because I want this really good car. I only have like 200K. Yeah. If I drop $5, I could buy it.
That kind of throws things. Yeah, I hate games that... where you can literally buy your way to better things.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, you can't buy your levels. You can't buy your levels. So can't buy a rocket launcher.
If you have the best guns and the best cars,
buy a rocket launcher until level 120.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you got to grind that out. You know, so they definitely have a way to balance it.
That at least curbs it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So they definitely did something to kind of keep people from being full asshole on that aspect.
Full asshole.
Yeah, because you can't buy levels, which some online games on PC do that shit all the time, where you can buy levels and buy gear, and you can just drop $100 and bury
people
everybody.
Definitely hacked that shit, though, where they were getting money, and just leveling up like crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
You go in, and someone would give you like $10 million, and I was like, what the fuck? What just happened?
What did I do?
Yeah. And then it seems like they also don't have the stock market online. Which I feel like...
This still isn't online?
No.
Destroy cars and the stock would go up or whatever.
I feel like what's going to happen is they're going to
keep that back. I'd just be crashing planes like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to keep that back, because when you have stocks. A living and breathing economy, what game was it?
Eve.
Yeah, the latest Eve. It's just Eve.
Yeah, just Eve. Yeah.
Eve. Yeah. What was the one where they started counterfeiting, and then it just collapsed the entire
I don't know economy. But they're people have stolen, people have done heists and high level takeovers in Eve that completely screwed people out of so much money.
Yeah,
real life money,
right?
Because you build up these these ships, these empires.
Yeah,
people are bankers, and if you take over the bankers, so many people lose so much of their currency.
Jesus, man. Yeah, so I mean, I can imagine that they want to steer clear of that type of shit.
They actually have an economist that is part of their development crew.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a Swedish economist.
Of course, the Swedes.
You know what's crazy with all these broken games? Rockstar doesn't get any shit. A year and a half delay? Like, there's not even...
Well, because what they do it because, right.
Yeah, but I mean, Grand Theft Auto was like tits.
It was.
Like, yeah.
But
that was like...
A year and a half.
That's like complaining about your cherry being too small on the top of your ice cream sundae.
But let's be honest.
Sir.
A big...
Can I get another cherry?
Well, and a big part of GTA Online, I was like, oh, heist? I can do heist?
Right. Yeah.
And I
remember no, one absolutely.
Time
absolutely.
They started pushing them out. Like, they popped up, and you'd go in and it would just crash the whole thing. And then they're we're not doing that anymore. Yeah, and then a year and a half later, and it's like...
Well, you couldn't even get online at first.
Yeah, that, and then, like, the first day of heist, the same shit.
I did same mission, like, first mission, like, fucking 15 times. I was so pissed off every fucking time.
Well, and I see the, like, but why they get the free passes, because they don't fucking charge you for it. No, they don't fucking charge you for it. You know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, once again, the cherry on top.
Well, now they're charging me to play it on PS4.
Yeah.
$60.
Right.
Well, and that's their argument.
Well, I was kind of hoping they would do, or, like, I can't remember which game it was, where you literally like upgrade it for like $10 or some shit.
Yeah, they did that shit.
Was
for
it for
like
a Call of Duty or something? Or what
they
was
just
it,
did
was
it for the launch.
Yeah, like all the launch games.
All the launch games? Launch. Okay.
And then I think...
That would have been a perfect game to do that.
Right?
Yeah, they did that absolutely. For like Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Yeah.
They did a bunch of stuff. The trade-in.
I think they still sold a shit ton of Grand Theft Auto on PS4 though. And Xbox.
Oh, yeah. I imagine they did.
I
that's the thing. I mean, think about all the people that switched over to PS4 because like there were so many Xbox gamers that were like, you know what, fuck it, like we're finally making the dive.
Yeah,
and they bought it once they moved over.
Yeah, that's true. There were a few people. I think one
a
of
lot
the people
of people waited
with.
to buy it until they got PS4.
Yeah. See, and Bear still hasn't bought it, so what's your excuse?
I know. Well, I told you, I was like, I'm just going to wait for PS4.
And
all you
then
guys,
where is it?
All you fuckers bought it for PS3. I was like, I don't even want to get it because like,
well,
it was
too long.
Dude. That was too long.
I know. You gotta play it. It's
so much. The online, it was very fun,
it's
especially when there
play,
was
man.
So many.
And then all you assholes, like, it's not going to come for PS4. It's not going to be here for PS4.
Yeah, no.
Like,
we did talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, you did.
But you still have the game, so I can continue to talk shit until you have the game, Bear. Nah, dude, it's fun, man. The online experience is like no other. You know, you're literally just fucking around. You're living the life of a scumbag, you know.
Yeah,
you're just
normal life.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, I can't go out and like murder spree and jump off buildings.
Well, you
could. Well, I could, but it wouldn't be as cool. Like, because when I
possible, would
you?
Because
you don't have the angles.
When I splat on the ground in real life, it's not like $200 in the hospital. You know, so
it's gonna cost a lot more than $200.
Not in GTA, bro. No, it's definitely worth checking out the heist. Just because if this is where they started, they're definitely gonna finish strong, and that's. No, that's kind of what I was getting at earlier.
Yeah, but I mean, how long are they going to put into this before they start? Because, I mean, does Rockstar have that many core teams?
Well, I feel like they have
Rockstar London, they have Rockstar...
When Grand Theft Auto first came out, they said online is completely different. Like, it's going to be its own entity.
But
that's why I'm like, why isn't it sold separately on the fucking... on the online? Why can't I just buy the online? Why do I have to buy this?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, because
it
would
have made sense. I feel like they would have had to do a lot.
Well,
and like
I said, I feel like that was the original goal, and they're like, why would we do that? Why would we cut it into parts if we could just fucking sell the whole thing again to assholes? And people went for it. And I mean, you can't blame them. You know, if it's like, if you can, why won't you? It's like, it's like people are like, oh, why doesn't the PS4 drop price? It's like, because they don't have to.
Right.
And everyone just keeps saying, like, oh, you know, Sony's assholes. Like, no, they're not. They sold 20 million systems, you know, come the mark of last month.
Who's the real asshole?
So let me pay $15. Yeah. I've got the PS3 one. Let me put that disc in and be like, oh, you've got this? Pay $15 for the online.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want the online.
Yeah. Well, no, it's... I mean, I did pay the $60, and I felt like it was steep, but I had, like, gift card money, and I was like, fuck it. I want to plug
in that PlayStation credit card. You fuck
it. Yeah, that's right, dude. PlayStation credit card. Just get one and do irresponsible things with it.
Highly irresponsible. What else we got?
Right. Yeah, so definitely heists, play them if you can in any capacity. So... Next thing we were going to get expand a little more on Bloodborne.
Well, there's two big releases this month, right? Battlefield.
Hardline.
Bloodborne. Battlefield comes out Tuesday?
Yeah.
Does it really?
I'm just hoping it's 17th? Not as fucked up as Battlefield 3.
Seven?
It doesn't seem like it.
I hope not, because, I mean, remember the whole fucking right off the bat, the 64-player maps didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that didn't work. Their hit markers were off. There was a lot of core stuff that, like, dude, you're a first-person shooter. You need to fix this stuff before you release a fucking game.
Yeah.
Like, get your shit together. Well, that's why I started playing that game when you guys first got it. I was like, yay, we're finally going to stop playing Call of Duty and play something different.
Right.
And I played, like, two matches. I was like, I hate this.
It's so fucked up.
I have to run everywhere.
The bigger maps.
And I hate it.
Yeah. The bigger maps had harder problems with the vehicles. I remember playing, like, using the jets and stuff. It was so bad. I'm not sure if it was the frame rate drop or what. I don't know. Like, no, because it started glitching.
Cool.
It would start glitching out.
It was so bad. Idea than anything.
Yeah.
But see, now that's the thing. Like, if they get that shit together, this game excites me.
Yeah.
Because it looks super cool. It looks super cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's scary because I don't want to pay money for
another broken game.
Just broken heart, more like it, man.
The game looks so cool.
The cops and robbers, like, whole aspect of it looks cool as shit.
I gotta say, though, from the alpha to the beta, it was night and day. Like, the alpha, I was like, what a fucking joke. The game looked like shit. It played like shit. It was just like, wow, why would I want this? I just came off of Battlefield 3, which was a broken mess, and this thing looks like the final layer wasn't even on it. I mean, and I thought that was what they were going for. Like, the final final graphics layer wasn't on it. It was just this, like, solid, like for example, like his sleeve was like
bad
a sheet.
Textures and
I was
stuff.
Like, oh my god, this is,
or no texture.
Yeah, just the texture wasn't there. And I mean, it looked good enough to be like, maybe this is passable. And maybe this is what they're going for. So that's why it kind of confused me. I was like, oh my god, this is what they're going for. Like, holy shit. So that kind of turned me off right off the bat. And then, like, the shooting was a little off. And then from the beta, I played, like, two rounds, and it was fantastic. Like, I was like, holy shit, this is better than Battlefield 3. Like,
that
this
is one thing.
Great.
DICE does fix their shit.
They do.
Sometimes it takes a while. Really long time.
Well, and here's the thing. It's a new guy. It's Visceral. It's Visceral, right? It's not DICE?
No, DICE is doing online. DICE is online.
Okay.
And Visceral's doing the story. But really? I think they're working together on online. But DICE.
Okay. That's weird.
Because DICE is working on Star Wars Battlefront, which is Battlefield but Star Wars.
I saw the teaser. The teaser looks pretty cool for that.
Hopefully
for the Battlefront.
Battlefront?
Battlefront 3. They used to have two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't a first person, though.
No.
Is this first person?
I believe so.
It's still kind of teasing. Like, there's no, like,
because it, like,
look,
the one that I played
first person.
The Battlefront that I played was more like tactical.
Yeah, this is gonna be more Battlefieldy, I think.
Yeah,
which I have
no
can
get behind
if it's
that.
Star Wars.
Yeah,
I want
because from
shit,
what people
like,
saw, some of the I saw like some people were actually saying like they saw some of the gameplay and they're really stoked about it.
I want it like epic shit where like
I can't remember what
X-wing,
like I think it was some convention
and I can
or something.
Go
about,
like
yeah.
Like over like you know like Hoth, but then I can go into space and there'd be like a space.
You know,
battle
you know what excites me
sick.
Because with the Star Wars like wrapper on it is No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
If I can get a game that puts like basically like Dying Light type first person mobility with a good shooter and Dying Light or No Man's Sky like fucking size where I could just get in I can get in my ship, I can go up and I can go into other systems, I can you know that that'd be the last game I buy ever.
That's all I'm playing ever. That's all
this
I'm ever going
to
play.
The last video is the video game to end all video games.
Well, see, here's my thing with No Man's Sky is that for what I've seen so far, I mean, besides the prospect of that huge world that's like infinite or whatever the fuck, I haven't seen anything that you can do in it yet.
I think it's just exploring.
And that's great.
Well, yeah, but
how long can you do that?
Have to pick up stuff. You have to craft shit. You, like, there is combat. Like, there's
is
guns
there?
And stuff. There's, like, hostile, like, you hit hostile environments. And there's, like, hostile ships. Like, but, I mean, from what I've been explained, what we've seen is just, like, Paquito.
Right, and that's fine. It's like, and this is like an only
small.
Like a four person
for you,
team
gringos.
Doing it. Yeah, for all you Latinos. No, dude, my biggest thing with this is that, like, I feel like in four people's hands, it's not going to be what I want it to be, and it's a great idea. If anyone's seen,
I don't know, man.
If anyone's seen,
people are making a big deal about it.
What's that show?
Because of how expand, like, I feel like just how ridiculous it is. I mean,
sent,
I don't know.
Like, probes out.
Yeah,
to,
what
like,
I'm worried about though
own.
Is
well, dude,
how
they
how,
said since they've built it, they haven't reached limits yet.
You can. They said if you can with the, I don't know, with their algorithm or whatever, it's going to take what 5 billion years to actually like reach the entire system.
Yeah.
I think it was 5 billion.
And
I could be wrong, but
it's
something like that.
Starts in like
500 million years
corner of that universe.
Yep.
I still don't think that's coming out for a couple of years.
No,
that's what
and
I'm trying to figure
out.
I was like, how the fuck are they going to do that?
You know, I definitely, the way that I feel about this whole idea is I think someone, this game is going to come out and it's going to be meh, and then someone's going to take the like algorithm they made and make something fantastic. Because what
that's
I,
fine with me.
What I see,
I'm still
going to
fucking try
it.
I'm still going to fucking play
right.
it. So.
But what I see in this game is something that's going to be like, holy shit, you can really explore this and that, and this is fantastic. But then I can see someone making a game where, and maybe even someone like Nintendo or even like
that's not gonna happen.
The people who made. Oh, but check this out. Imagine a fucking Star Fox. You're on the. You get out into the.
That would be cool.
Yeah, right? You're playing Star Fox, and then you land.
No,
and then you land in a freaking planet, and then you get into a dungeon, and then you're dungeon crawling like fucking Legend of Zelda. I mean, can you imagine that game? And then you jump right out of the, and then you jump right out of that planet and fucking find another planet and do it right over again, over and over again. And
it has to be the right balance, though.
But see, here's the thing: is like someone can balance that, and it's not a four-person team. I'll tell you that.
Well,
much.
No, I'm not even necessarily saying like you have to find like somebody who can balance, who can build a game that has that balance. It would have to be the right balance because more often than not, I mean, people who like to play dungeon crawlers, I don't know, is same people who want to be flying around in ships.
Yeah,
you know, those are two so far like completely opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to gaming.
But I mean,
I'm right there with you, dude. The potential of that game, I feel like it's going to be a game changer more as the game that comes after it,
right?
Like build off of what they.
It's
going to
be the seed.
Well, that's how I feel about it. That's the Pied Piper of like fucking. If any of you've seen that show on HBO,
it's a great show.
Yeah.
Silicon Valley.
It's the Pied Piper of video games.
Next season's coming up.
Next season coming soon. We're plugging it. We don't even have any ties to it. Fuck you guys.
I don't even care.
I don't even fucking care. But yeah,
sponsor us.
No, seriously, I think that seed is the Pied Piper. It's like, yeah, that sounds okay, but. The potential is just, oh my god. You know, I mean, I seriously want to see the game that comes after that. And
for shizzle.
As ambitious, but has like a team of fucking 20,000 people.
Back on topic, though, the other game that comes out is
Bloodborne.
Wait, I actually want to say something about Battlefield.
Go back. What's
they
up?
They had a new, like, game type.
Yeah.
Where it's like.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm dying, actually.
Yeah.
Where
just don't
it's
throw
like
up
a
on the couch.
Domination. Or whatever, you have to, like, take the points.
Yeah.
But the points are cars. And you have to, like, catch the car and shit.
So,
it's
like,
fucking ridiculous.
Like, moving...
Yeah, everyone's just driving,
points?
Trying to get the points, like, stopping.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Fucking way...
That's
fun.
Nice.
Like, racing, or, like, you're stealing a car,
you're
and then
stealing,
you have
you,
to
you have
get
to drive and dodge everyone who's trying to kill you or get the car. Like,
nice.
You're trying to stay in the car the
See,
whole
that's
time.
What I'm saying. Like, that,
that's cool.
That's the thing about this game, is they're coming up with a lot of cool ideas. The whole... cops and robbers dynamic.
Yeah, it needs to change.
Takes a lot of good stuff out of like Heist, like Payday, like all these games that like have good ideas. They just their execution wasn't 100%.
Yeah.
Like if you can throw a good like dude, if Payday was a solid shooter, it would and the matchmaking was way better. It would have been played so much more.
Yeah.
Like it had such a great idea.
Well, and see, that's what I'm saying. If like, kind of jumping back to GTA, if a GTA heist played like a Payday heist, like, that would be, like, that's, like, what they need to do. But, yeah, in any case, I know what you mean.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm definitely probably not going to buy it. Next question after Battlefield 4 was broken, I'll wait.
No.
Yeah.
That's bargain. That's bargain
no,
bin,
for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, I'll hear the
so,
word.
So, or wait till you hear good things. That's what, Fly?
Yeah. I'd say, well, Fly... I'd say wait.
Wait.
Because I mean, it might. It, from what it seems like, it might be wait worth. Till, a, wait it might be worth a buy. Patches. Yeah, you know, give it a patch or two.
Give it two patches and $20 dropped off of it.
By, no, not even 20. I feel like it might be worth the whole
$40.
I feel it might be worth the whole 60, depending. I think I would say wait. Don't buy it launch.
That's true. That's definite.
You know, see, and I kind of feel like that. At least I know I'm making a stance where it's like I'm not pre-ordering games anymore because I was burned right a lot in 2014.
Right.
And I want the cool stuff, but not I enough don't to fucking want people shoving games down our throat anymore.
Yeah. And
that are not fixed, that are not ready to go, that are not like finished. It's happened so many times recently.
Well, and it's like giving them that money and giving them an assurance that, oh, you know, your game can come out and you already got our money. It gets them wet, dude. They're like,
fucking greenlighting games based on the money they've got on pre-orders. Like, oh, we can make a sequel to this game. It's got some.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
So, I mean, from now on, I'm like, only games I'm like 100% about, I'm pre-ordering. From there on out, you know what? I'm going to wait till I see it. Like, for example, we already talked about this, but The Division, I'm not going to pre-order that. Even though it looks fantastic. It looks great, but I am
not. Well, you got a long time before you. No,
they were talking October.
Shenanigans. On all accounts. I mean, that game is not coming out yet.
Either way, I'm not.
That game is ambitious as fuck. But
and specifically because Ubisoft fucked me. I bought Watch Underscore Dogs, and I will never trust you again because, goddamn, that game was a sack of shit. So I'm just going to out and say that there's no fucking way. Yeah. They lost my trust.
All right, so Bloodborne. Anyone going to buy Bloodborne?
You know what? I think I am going to buy that game. Yeah. I didn't like Demon's Souls.
Really?
Oh. I didn't like Dark Souls.
Yeah.
See, I didn't like Dark Souls.
I did not like those games. I played them a little bit, and it wasn't about that they were too hard. It's slow. It's the pacing kills me. Yeah. Like, the nasty dodge roll, like, I like my games a little bit more arcadey. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It probably has to do with taste, because, I mean, like, yeah. I'm sure a guy who usually plays Call of Duty is not going to fucking play Bloodborne.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's not even... Well, and it's not even that. Like, it's just the... Like I said, it's pacing taste. Exactly is it. Yeah. I like my games a little bit more arcadey when I'm slashing motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I would rather play, you know, Devil May Cry type than Dark Souls, and Bloodborne seems to be a little bit in the middle.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like full in that direction, but it's definitely sped it up. You know, you have these dodges where you're not doing this obnoxious back roll, and it takes 15 minutes to finish it. Like,
just the sound.
Yeah, that, and I like the style.
The Victorian shit.
I like my stories Dungeons and Dragons type shit. I don't like my games Dungeons and Dragons type shit. But like the Victorian with like the nasty ass monsters and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the aesthetic I back is that. Just fucking 10 times better than
the Souls. I back it like for sure. I definitely, from everything that I've seen, I've watched a lot of the gameplay. It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks deep. I like the you know, the way they're doing the dungeons and stuff.
You know, and one thing that I kind of liked about old games that we really lost in new games, because, yes, getting, like, a bunch of different weapons is kind of satisfying, but, like, I want to go back to the Final Fantasy VII shit again, where it's, like, you get fucking the ultimate weapon, and you're like, oh, I have this fucking sword, and it's so beautiful. Not like I can just get, like, a million different weapons, and one's better than the other.
You can't figure out which one to choose. Right. Yeah, you just get pissed off just because of that.
Dropping.
Right.
Yeah,
like Destiny, oh, like, every weapon, oh, this one's cool, oh, this one's cool, oh, this one's cool. And, I mean, that's fine, too, but then these weapons aren't special. Like, and it seems like in Bloodborne, they definitely have, like, that one standard weapon, you know?
Yeah.
That's definitely
more of an old-school, like, RPG style. You move from one weapon to another weapon. You don't have much of choice. You finally get to the point where you're like, oh, now I got this badass sword.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, at the same time, when you're sitting there and you have the ultimate weapon in your hands, you're like, oh, my God, I fucking have it. You know?
Makes that next 10 minutes of the story so much easier.
Right.
And then everything gets hard again.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like Bloodborne is not just going to have a plethora of, like, meaningless weapons. And that's one thing that I'm kind of excited about. And like you said, the gameplay looks great. Yeah. I like how they have, like, Molotov cocktails and, like, shotguns instead of, you know, like, the shit they had in, like, Dark Souls.
Clay pots and fill of fucking fire shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fire shit.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean like literal shit on fire.
Yeah.
you put pink it in the front shit. Of the door and then you knock on it and then you run away. Yeah.
Fire.
And then the fucking
zombie. Threw the poop at me. Oh, fire poop. Oh, my weakness poop. But yeah, I don't know. The different styles seem a little bit larger too in the different players. Yeah. Each one has like a few different types of weapons they can use, and like, and what I was seeing too is like your main and your secondary weapon make it that even a wider range, because you know you have like those blunderbusts that are like a stun, but you can also use like a quicker weapon. They can change one character's style a few different ways, so you definitely have a multitude of options to play how you want to play it. So it's like all that really good core stuff from their original games just sped up a little bit with a little bit more speed, you know?
Yeah, and which is what gets
me tingling in my pants.
Yeah, well, like we were saying, kind of breaking away from that, you know, slow-paced shit to like more of like a Devil May Cry, which is
a little bit more arcadey.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it.
That's what sold me. Yeah.
Just stream it.
Stream it.
Well, and see, here's another thing: is that multiplayer going to be like intuitive, or is it going to be the stupid shit?
I hope. Yeah, that I know. Mike has had huge gripes.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, why the fuck do I want to play with a stranger when I can play with my friends?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it's another way of hanging out.
Yeah, that was the whole point of like, this is the hardest game ever fucking made.
Aren't games supposed to be enjoyed?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, yeah, sure, it's supposed to be kind of difficult, but it should also be enjoyable. Yeah, but
that's the Japanese mindset of video games, man. It's not supposed to be enjoyable.
It's supposed to be the most...
Have you ever played Mega Man? It is the most miserable fucking painstaking experience ever, but it is so fucking accomplishing. Like, at the end of that, you're just like, oh, God, reward! I am all that is bad! Like, finishing this game is a reward in itself because I don't have to play it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know why I continued to do it, but I don't have to play it anymore.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it wasn't technically supposed to be, like, multiplayer. It wasn't supposed to be, like, oh, you can't even talk to each other. It's supposed to be, oh, you need help?
Yeah.
Someone that's stoned will help you fight.
Oh, I remember because when the first one came out, fucking Max ran our goddamn phone bill up like fucking crazy because these three motherfuckers... Yeah, we're three-way calling each other just so they had in-game fucking chat. I was like, why the fuck is our phone through the fucking roof? He's like,
I've been meaning to tell you.
Well, and see, here's the thing that people don't realize is that the Japanese are creative motherfuckers. And what they're really doing is they don't want to like either put the servers or the capacity to do this. So they make a gameplay element instead of saying that, oh, you can't do this because we're not capable. They do in a creative way. They say, oh, we don't want to do chat servers. We don't want to do this. Let's just make it this instead. And it feels like that's how it was meant to be.
It's called tricking the trick.
Right. They trick the trick. Those freaking people from JP are smart, man. They know what they're doing. Yeah, I mean, I saw right through that shit, and I was like, do you guys not see why this is this way? Because they didn't want to fucking front. And it's fine, because it added, because the story kind of, like, fell in line with that. Mm-hmm. So, like, it totally was like, oh, they just want to make it hard. When in reality, I mean, they're not very good at online shit. I don't know if anyone's noticed. They're like, behind us way far on this. If you see, like, the products that Sony comes out with, they're still way behind, like, all the other products that are coming out of America. I mean, and they have to, like, adapt something. Like an Android to their phones, or like
that's how the Japanese have always been. America makes beta; they make VHS. They always like grab an idea and make it better.
A nuclear fucking bomb and set you back a couple fucking years.
Oh, you don't go there, bro.
I'm just saying, man. Come on.
Wait, that's even sense.
I'm not even joking. I'm serious.
When that like concussion hit everyone, they just like lost like a little bit of like.
Well, it puts like, you back a little bit.
Okay, so you heard it here from Chris Benjamin. We set them back. We did this to them.
We're the assholes.
It's our fault.
We are. Come on.
We are the assholes.
Let's be honest here. We've always been the assholes.
This is true.
No, but, yeah, like I said...
I don't like how you run your government over there, boy. Don't make me come over there, Reddies. You goddamn shit. Soviets.
God. Yeah, so hopefully they fixed the online shit. Hopefully they get together, but jury's out. I definitely will buy
the chat now on PlayStation. I'm sure it was fine on Xbox where you could party chat.
Yeah,
yeah. We don't have to. Well, and that's what they were saying. Like Xbox, you can party up before you even got in there.
Yeah, yeah. And that alleviated it. So,
yeah. Alleviate the pressure.
Yes.
So, what else we got?
Well, speaking of online, it's the Titanfall 2.
Ooh, Titanfall 2.
Oh, no, not Titanfall. Yeah, Titanfall.
Yeah, Titanfall 2.
Yeah, yeah, it's Titanfall sequel, because I guess they don't have a name for it yet.
Well, but what I want to know is if you would buy it without a story attached.
Well, here's my problem.
Because that's what my gripe is.
For it,
that was the type thing. Fucking first one was, basically.
Well, I know, that's why I'm like, I don't want to buy it if there's no fucking story.
Well, yeah,
because that thing could set up a good fucking story, or at least a fun story.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You could, I mean, with the parkour, mix, yeah. Like...
Right?
Well, I was definitely surprised that they didn't have a story in the first one.
Once again, it was blatant that they just wanted to kind of come out with the game. And Microsoft, at any cost, was like,
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if they're coming out with a fucking second one without a story...
I don't think they will. They would either they would embrace the online only and say this is an online only game and they're not going to do the joke. I mean, because literally
then don't fucking make me pay $60
right
for a fucking only online game.
No, absolutely. That an only
without
online
a story
experience should be $40 fucking dollars.
Which is weird because when Respawn was still, who were they? Damn it! Why can't I think
Infinity
of the name?
Ward.
Yeah, Infinity Ward. Like when they were still Infinity Ward, they were making great stories. Like the Call of Duty stories were good.
Yeah.
Their Call of Duty stories.
That's why I was
kind of
surprised where the first one was.
Like you would think that they would kind of take that in a cool direction. But I feel like I'm kind of like with Brian on this one. I feel like Microsoft and EA was just like let's go. Like just get it out.
Yeah. Consoles are
put
coming.
It out there. Yeah. Let's go. It needs to be ready next gen. We need this at launch. Like this is big. It doesn't matter if it's great,
no
if it's shitty. It doesn't. We'll just put it online out there. We'll get people fucking salivating. They want a little taste of what it can be, and then when we drop the next one, everybody's gonna shit.
Well, I hope so, because I mean, if there's still no fucking story,
I'm hoping this is like a Modern Warfare type Switch,
right?
You know, because that would be huge. That would be the next game that I dump a shit ton of my life into.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of feel like the
more
everyone's getting sick of
I'm way pale.
Like COD type.
No, it's still the number one selling game every year.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Even it's losing steam, but it's still number one.
Yeah, but you know, I kind of feel like people are like buying them and then like moving on to another game, which is cool and all, but it's just like
they're selling gangbusters now because
it's the filler game
money, like,
because no matter what, because you're gonna go through the storylines with all the other games you're gonna play, and then once you're done with that, it's like I guess I can play some fucking
and I kind of feel like they just gotta kind of fall in line with like what Madden does and shit, and like all the sports games, because like for one, they're backed by the MLG like a motherfucker, they're in competitions, you know, that if they really were just like, you know, this is Call of Duty 2K16, you know, just go ahead and buy it. I almost feel like I would invite it more, because it's like the games are just so little tweaked these days anymore. And like now they're just adding like jetpack parkour and Titans and all this other shit. And I mean, for sure that was like the shining star of Titanfall. That was the shining star of Titanfall, but at the same time, it wasn't enough, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why the game.
Well, what do you mean that was it? That was the whole fucking game.
No, but what I'm saying is, how quickly did Titanfall fizzle out?
I don't know. I didn't play it.
Yeah. Well, it fizzled out real.
I don't have
pretty damn quick.
Yeah, it did. People gave up on it.
I bet you PC gamers is a big market, man. And
they don't play fucking first person shooters that much,
right? Well, no, not as much as console gamers do. But you know, it's just
I don't know. Is that
they play like Team
true?
Fortress and like Counter Strike?
Still,
they like those like crazy.
They have their games and then they just fucking play them forever. Because Counter Strike is like fucking. Early 2000s? Because
you can keep cleaning it up and making it look better.
Well, yeah. and see, it's like, if you don't just jump into a fucking Titan, if you have a Titan that you level up and have, like, a deep, deep level up of your Titan, because, like, what, you had, like, 6 upgrades that you can get in the original Titanfall? I played the shit out of it. It was fantastic. And then after, like, a week, I was like,
Bored. Yeah, but you don't like first-person shooters either.
No, that's the thing.
You're gonna wane on a game like that way quicker.
You guys all like say that about me, and it's not true that I don't like first-person shooters. I don't like first-person games that aren't good. Like for one, I'm promoting the shit out of fucking zombie game. Goddamn, Dying Light.
Dying Light.
It's fantastic, and the first person.
But you also
griped about the fact that it was first person.
Because you know what, parkour is way better done non first person. I mean, who can't argue that?
The game wouldn't be good as good in third person. I think.
I mean, I feel like you could climb like,
because I mean, like think of like, about getting like fucking yeah, bitten and shit by Assassin's zombies Creed? if it weren't first person.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't feel as intense. I agree there, like for sure. The
like a zombie in your face, like that's fucking.
Yeah, you have to.
Then like, a third person, you're like, oh, just get off me.
Yeah, no,
like oh, look, they're all around me. I should probably remove myself from this area. I can see in the full 360.
I can see the person behind me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also been confirmed for PS4, Titanfall.
Yeah. So, but I would not buy it if it didn't have a story.
It's got a year or two at least.
You're still not gonna buy it if it doesn't have a story.
Yeah, I would not buy it. Well, if it didn't have a story.
I might bargain bin it.
Yeah,
wait till it drops a little bit.
I feel like there's a lot of things they would have to do.
Once again, only if everybody else does.
Right? And I feel like I would not announce it if there's a story. Fuck yeah, I will buy it. I will buy it.
I know they feel like they probably shot themselves in the foot, because I feel like Titanfall would be more successful if it came out for PS4 as well. But the thing is,
I'm saying they might be considering, I'm sure they got a fuck ton of money from Microsoft to be like, alright, now we can actually develop Titanfall 2.
Did they or did EA?
Maybe both, I don't know.
No, actually, you know what, you're right, Chris. From what I understand...
They didn't know it was exclusive until, like, it was done.
Oh, no shit.
And it was ready to be released. They were like, apparently it's Xbox One. Yeah,
there are PS4 kits. Oh, don't worry about that. Worry about the Xbox. And they're like, actually... Those guys don't... I'm sure they want money, but at the same time, they want success.
They want more people to play their game.
Yeah, they want it to be like, okay, I can make this for the next... fucking 8 years and have a job steadily.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I just franchised my ass.
So we'll see. I'm sure it'll be way more successful and it'll take more time.
I hope so, because I do want to play it, but it's with how Titanfall the first one was. I'm just not.
You think they released the first one for PS4 now?
No,
they've done it with like
down the road, maybe.
Because there's like laws and shit.
There's time frames on those licensings.
Because it's not like Halo. Like Halo, they own the actual. You know.
Demon Souls.
Yeah.
Like PlayStation, Sony owns that IP.
That's why they're like, oh, Dark Souls. Like, it's literally...
yeah. Well, fuck you, we're going to make the same game. Change the name. Right. Just not that much.
Yup.
Awesome. What else?
There's Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
Collector's Edition. Oh, so we got the...
What's in the Collector's Edition? You sent the link, but I couldn't get... close enough on when I was taking my dump.
So
my phone to zoom in, and I gave up on it, and I never went back.
Well, for one, the fuckers sold out already on Amazon.
Like the full collector's edition.
Yeah, like the there's only one.
Dude, all of them collector's editions always sell out. Instantly.
Sometimes there's ones that like sit there at Fry's like for months after the game came out.
Watch Dogs, like no one.
Yeah, like Watch Underscore.
Because that's an unproven IP. At least Metal Gear has put out some good games.
Yeah,
even like Last of Us, their collector's edition sold out so fucking
well.
Naughty
Dog, don't fuck around.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah,
that and you got that cool ass fucking statue.
Yeah.
I do want like, that fucking.
I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I'm like, I'll just pay $60. I don't need to pay an extra fucking $60.
Yeah, I mean, see, and the thing that really sold me, because of course, huge MGS fan, I wanted to get. There's this like sweet ass case where you can put both Ground Zeroes and Phantom Pain in. And like that's what sold me. And I was like,
that's a bad selling point. $100, dude.
I don't give a
fuck. $100. Well, you don't give a fuck, but don't. I mean, you wanted it just to have it, for that one thing,
right? Well, see, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, obviously,
what else was in there?
You have like a shit ton of DLC, man. There's like all these guns that you can't have unless you have the edition. One of them was like a gun from Ocelot, like the Damska gun,
like a revolver.
Yeah, and then there was a few different colors, like skins for like your shields.
Oh, sweet!
And then like gold shit, and then like XP for your online dudes.
Oh, well, that's bullshit.
And then there's like an arm.
Whatever, dude. I remember Call of Duty. I remember the Elite Edition from Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah, you all. That was all a waste of fucking
money.
Yeah. All you fuckers what bought you that.
Yeah,
we all. You got it, didn't you?
Yeah, because
I got it.
I was every under the impression you Elite was like, yeah, that was supposed to be the shit. Every week, contests where like
you could win TVs, you could win cars. No, that they did,
but they never gave anybody anything for it.
Exactly.
Like we tiered in a lot of those competitions. Yeah.
We got gold, we got silver.
We tiered in a lot of those competitions, and we did it two people down.
Yeah,
we had two people less than you were supposed to fill a full fucking team with, and we tiered in those.
I know, and we got nothing.
Fucked. Where's my Jeep? Where's my Call of Duty Jeep?
I know, would you even drive that? Would you literally
fuck
drive
yeah?
We didn't even get any. We didn't even get a
Jeep, motherfucker.
We didn't even get any online shit either.
I'd drive a fucking for prizes. Pink we didn't get fucking shit. Fit if they gave it to me for free,
right?
Yeah.
Like Hello Kitty, I don't give a fuck.
I earned this
Hello Kitty DLC. I won this shit.
Oh God, that's what I'm saying. It's like I don't ever want to buy these kind of editions again, really.
No.
It's like $120 for something that I literally wasted.
No. See, and that's...
Hey, Roger, what were those like limited editions from Europe that you were showing me? Like 25K, like a million, all this other shit.
Dying.
What?
There was Saints Row.
Oh.
They had the
The Saints Row one came with like...
But
like a week with the developer, you're in the next game.
And they go to space and shit, like you get a car. Yeah. Someone like did the math and added it up and all... It only equaled like $600,000 worth of shit, but they were charging $1 million. That's more of a fucking marketing plan. That's like a fucking like
it's a scheme. Nobody's gonna pay for that shit. And I say that, but then I go on like fucking Kickstarter and you see people paying like a ridiculous amounts of these.
Well, obviously, if you're buying that, you're ass rich and you're a fucking lunatic. Like seriously,
if I was ass rich, that's the kind of stuff I would spend it on.
Yeah, I mean, I can totally see. Think about how much they can fund if they made $40,000 off one asshole. You know,
well, like, that's their next fucking game,
right? Yeah. That's like a,
especially when it comes
a whole
to
wing to their fucking.
I wonder if anyone bought it. They only had one.
Well, dude, I feel like there's a market for this in Europe, man.
Oh yeah,
I feel
or at least anywhere, any asshole that would. Have.
Well, no, because these things happen
Europeans
in Europe.
For more money than me.
Oh, dude, European on my boot.
No, because the euro is now equal to the American dollar.
Yeah.
Yep. Not so rich now, motherfucker. So.
And it's funny,
America. Now your shitty as us.
Yeah.
Welcome to our shitty.
We're cutting people down because they're equals now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, America.
Can't believe you're as shitty as us.
You ain't so long better than
me. America. This is George Bush's America still.
I cannot find if anyone bought it.
Nobody bought it. Just buy it.
Well, do we have any... Okay, anyways, back on topic. Do we have any more news for Metal Gear?
What's in it? You didn't tell me what's in it. You told me there was a box that you could put both games in it. Both games that I'm not going to buy.
And
but explain to me what's in it.
And then the snake's
arm.
An arm. Like mini or life size? We talking?
Give me dimensions.
Like this. I don't know.
6 inch?
Yeah, it's a half.
Is it a full $5 phone?
Yeah, and it can actually jerk you off while you play the game.
Yeah, when I'm definitely...
How much?
I keep imagining that it's like one of those like old school toys where you stick your fingers in the things and you can just like move
the
fingers.
It looks like the...
Is it that?
I don't know.
You know how hilarious that would be? It's like a fucking arm from KB Toys. Just be it's edition. The you got to pay another $60, but
it doesn't matter.
It'll probably be made that cheap because most of that collector's edition shit is cheaply made.
Well, that's the only time like... I would want to buy a collector's edition stuff if I get like a little statue or you know if I'm getting something with it like the art the shit like that stuff that's just I can't do it anymore like it gets shelved it gets boxed
there actually was a collector's edition I did buy use the shit out of and that was Grand Theft Auto 4
Oh yeah.
I got like a fucking like duffel bag. Yep. Lockbox.
No, yeah, I have that one. I still have that lockbox. I use that lockbox. Absolutely. But it's cool. That's the thing. That's cool stuff that like you would use.
I
have my Sega Genesis and all my games in that duffel bag.
The Borderlands one. I wish I kind of bought that one.
Oh, with the actual Borderlands.
Yeah, the actual like the vault, like the loot chest.
Loot chest.
I kind of wish I got that one.
Oh yeah, same thing with Destiny one. That was hard to get that one. But $100, I was like, fuck. Yeah.
No. Well, see, and that's the thing. Like a lot of times, like with the Destiny one, like, how are you going to spend $100 on a game you don't even know if it's good?
Right. It has
like, and then that fucking box or that thing that. Cool Ghost. Icon is a fucking constant reminder. You paid $100 for a game that sucks balls. Like, I can't do that. I cannot do that. I can barely bring myself to pay $60 for a game that I know is going to kick ass nowadays.
Yeah.
Right. Let alone pay like $100 for a game that might suck. No fucking way.
Yeah, not anymore.
It's a
never
slap
again.
In my face. Fuck you. Take your collector's edition and you stick it up your bum. Sell those freaking things 3-4 months down the road. Mass produce them. I don't give a fuck if 50 other people
have
them. Use
it as like a retail shit.
I want it.
Yeah.
You know? Like those clickers. Like, I didn't want to pay $200 for one of those statues, mind you.
Oh, the clicker bust?
Because, yeah, you can get them now. Not even the bust. Like, the full, like...
Action figure.
Yeah, kind of like 12-inch clickers.
Oh, I didn't see that shit.
They're badass.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, that would be smarter for them to make after-the-fact merch.
Like a merch store.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, like, that's what Borderlands does. I mean, I fucking
Borderlands got a lot of cool shit, too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the next Borderlands special edition is like $400.
Comes with an RC. I was telling him it comes with an RC claptrap, but I think they're all sold out already.
Makes sense. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah, I was watching these like Instagrams of them like testing it to make sure
it works.
Like it worked and stuff.
Nice.
But it is cool looking.
And then
still want to make.
So what you were saying earlier, Regen, about this this Zelda like potential leak?
Yeah, it was. I think in Amazon and a different whatever France or something.
But EB Games.
June 26th is the new Zelda game, which I don't believe it's happening. First off, because the last Zelda
pre or post,
the last Zelda or the last trailer for Zelda, whatever Video Game Awards, they're like talking. Star Fox is supposed to come out before Zelda. Right. That would mean Star Fox is coming out in the next. Month or two,
and don't you think that'd be
shit said about?
Yeah, there's
not
even a trailer.
Yeah, not a trailer.
Yeah, but I mean, there never is usually hype. How much hype did you see on like Smash Brothers or stuff?
That's
before
true,
that came out. They put one video out, and then right before the game, they started saying everybody that was going
to
be in it.
I think I feel like Nintendo, like they don't really advertise. They advertise
hypers.
To their fans. Like they have their Nintendo Directs. And, like if you want it, you'll find it. There you go. They're not really
well,
like
because they know their niche now.
Yeah.
They're not like
because Mario Party 10 comes out on Friday.
Oh shit!
And I had no fucking clue until I was like, "Hey, can I get Mario Party 10 to review?" And she's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Cool,
sweet."
But yeah,
but then you're playing Mario Party 10 by yourself, and then that's when you
crying
in your mouth.
This game would be really good if I had friends.
It's so much fun.
Well, that's like,
here's like a click,
and that's how the review ends.
Yeah.
Wow, was that good?
Yeah,
I don't know because even like the Zelda trailers are not even like real trailers. It's like the Shigeru Miyamoto like talking with like the screen there.
Right.
What? Yeah. I don't remember where it was, but they showed like more of an open world kind of like supposed gameplay. I'm not sure
like
if it actually was a gameplay.
It wasn't really gameplay.
Or
it was
Zelda?
Kind of like a
it was like an open world kind of thing.
It was a pretty cool looking thing, but it didn't show much.
Octopus thing.
The old school octopus thing.
Yeah, but it's like that was like a quick like 15 seconds. Like, but the rest of it's like him talking.
Yeah.
No, but what they did show is like they panned out and you see this fucking giant open world.
Yeah.
So that's what really what they were trying to show.
Well, that's like the Video Game Awards trailer. It wasn't a trailer. It was like him talking to the guy making Star Fox. And he's like, I want to go to this mountain here, and they like would give like little things about the game, like Epona, like you don't control her, like she automatically like dodges everything for you, so you don't have to like try to like dodge. It's like all automatic, so you can aim your bow and arrow and shoot shit and not worry about like avoiding
that's
all the obstacles.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It's definitely a game I will I'll pre-order Zelda probably. Maybe I haven't played the last two, but I heard they're.
I hated Twilight Princess, man.
But
it was bad.
Because they're even saying there's a
Zelda
rumor
played as Minish Cap.
That was great. That was fucking fantastic.
That was the last one I played. It was that game was phenomenal, so awesome. Game though.
Because I know the last trailer they had like a map going, and they like compared, and everyone thinks it's actually a remake of the first NES one.
Mm.
Is what they're saying, but it's all fucking who knows.
I can get behind that.
Hmm.
But then I feel like Nintendo would have the balls, but like, June, here it is, fucking.
Right.
Go for it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like Nintendo, they're not really big over the past few years. For a while now, they kind of just took it as it is. They're not real big hype machines anymore.
Because that's why I think they need
back
the money
out of the last
not...
E3 at like their press
day.
Yeah,
they don't go to E3
they're,
anymore. They have their own like Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, I know. Like E3, they
sounds familiar.
On their press day, they were just like, not doing it.
Well, that's. This shit basically sells itself, though. It's like people know Mario. Like,
the people that are going to buy it are going to buy it.
Yeah.
Straight up. Like, the people have the system. Like, they're going to buy it. Like, I'm not going to fucking buy it. I don't have a fucking Wii U.
Yeah.
You
know?
I have one.
If I could afford one, if I didn't have life
to deal with,
yeah, I definitely would.
It's an awesome little machine. I'll definitely buy it.
For sure. Dude, once that fucking kid pops out.
Yeah,
dude, I got an excuse to buy all that shit.
Right?
Hell yeah. Wii U, fucking, I start playing Nintendo game.
And that's the thing with their shit, like, they're like guaranteed fun games. Like, their first party games are just guaranteed fun every time. So,
for sure.
I'm definitely down for it. We'll see if it happens. I think it will.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they have the balls to do it, but.
Speaking of Nintendo shit, does that new Star Fox look pretty good? I haven't seen anything about
it. They haven't shown anything. That's what the thing is.
It's not supposed to come out before.
It was like a
video,
brief,
right?
Like, passing off. He's like, how's it coming? Like, he's like, how's your Star Fox game coming? He's like, oh, it's coming really good. And then they just. Then they go back to Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
And that's supposed to come out before.
That they
Zelda.
Said before Zelda.
Well, oh, get out of here.
But maybe Star Fox is in June? But Star Fox is not a heavy hitter anymore. It's not like Mario or
Well,
Zelda.
When's the last time they've put a Star Fox game out?
Is it 64?
No, there's one on GameCube. No, there's really
Really?
You weren't even in a ship.
I don't remember that.
You were like walking
around
shooting.
Well, yeah, that's why, because they fucked up. Like,
yeah, they removed
they can bring
themselves
it back
from
they
Source.
They can bring it back.
You know, like, it can be brought back. But
God,
it's like,
what a fucking ignorant move on their... Oh, man, that's stupid to have a non-ship... Based Star Fox, what the fuck? Oh well,
I don't know. It's like, well, they did first person Metroid, and that was supposed to be like really good. So I think they were kind of like, okay, let's try something with Star Fox because Metroid is big, but it's not like huge. Like, I think they have more room to like, okay, let's try something new. Same thing with Star Fox. Is
well,
like,
yeah, you can jump on, that second one, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's like move. Zelda. It's kind of like, okay, you got.
I think it's about time to make a new Metroid game,
right?
Right, I want some old school Metroid.
Shit, it's going old school, man. Well, so I know you're excited about announcement that happened yesterday, Regine.
Oh, the Jason, dude. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah!
Are they putting now? I am under the impression that they're just kind of going balls to the wall on this one, as far as like. Licensed characters because they have Predator now, right?
Well,
rumored Predator, Spawn.
That's going to be sick as
Confirmed Jason.
Spawn was in Soul Calibur fucking 3 on Xbox, and it was fun as all fuck.
No, what about the fucking Spawn PS1 game where you were able to pull off someone's fucking
arm
and
beat
them with it? That, to me...
Where the fuck did Spawn go? Bring me back some Spawn
games. Oh,
I don't
games,
need movies.
Okay.
I do want the Sam and Twitch movie.
Yeah.
I do want that.
Yeah.
And I want it directed by fucking what's-his-face.
Oh, that helps.
McFarlane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, fucking give me a game with a badass cloak.
Well, dude, they
some
totally
going
go.
Through over the time, you know, like a generational, go through the different medieval spawn.
Well,
like
that's
all
what like, this like rumor came from, as they were talking to Todd McFarlane. It's like, yeah, I sold the gaming license to Warner Brothers, blah, 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 who make the Mortal Kombat.
I don't know what I'm doing.
So.
If Rocksteady...
Ooh. That'd be pretty fucking
get your fucking hands on that fucking IP, I would pee my fucking pants.
Well, think about what a Spawn game could be. It could be a fucking shooter. It could be a beat-em-up. It could be whatever the fuck it wants because it's Spawn, dude.
Fuck all of that. Just think of fucking Batman Arkham fucking Asylum as Spawn.
Yeah.
In the vein of a Spawn game. Because I know there was talks.
A more brutal.
Right? There was talks of them making a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game. But then they came out with that one four player one that nobody ever played.
Oh,
it looked really, really cool, and the mechanics, like the co-op mechanics, look really cool. But I don't. It just never went anywhere. I never saw anything about it. But I mean, that I'd play that game in a. I'd buy that game in a second.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, this it, as long as it's that core, even if it was Montreal, even if it was Rocksteady Montreal, the ones that did
Arkham Origins,
right?
Arkham Origins.
Oh, Black. What no. was that? Oh,
Blackgate's the Vita.
Blackgate's the Vita.
Oh, okay. So that's okay.
That game was. Eh.
It was very meh.
It was very.
But it was enough. Like I was so bored at work that I played through it.
It definitely got me through a six-hour plane ride.
Yeah, that's what it's good for.
Jeez. And that was what it was good for. I haven't turned it back on. But yeah, I'd, fucking Spawn. But okay, so Jason, Spawn rumored
Spawn
Predator rumored Jason for confirmed. Sure.
What,
no
what
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger was already in it.
Ninth. He was in the
he was
ninth.
The last yeah, one, he was in the one before.
But it was the new Freddy Krueger, which
the
remake one,
the non-pederast.
Really? No, not pederast. The pederast.
Super pederast.
Yeah.
Okay, they changed the new one to pederast.
Yeah, they tricked you like, oh, he's a pederast. He's not a pederast, but he's actually a pederast.
Okay.
They tricked the trick?
Yeah, it's stupid red herring shit, but it's pointless because he is a pederast.
He is a pederast.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't change that. That's the whole reason they fucking burned the dude's face.
Yeah. I mean, they could change it and be like, he's not a pederast, but he gets accused and they kill him, and that's why he's killing their children now. But...
as punishment. I could see that, but...
I can also see a Krueger, the fact that he's just so fucked up.
He is a pederast.
Yeah. Well, it's just stupid because they're like, oh, they can build up, he's not a pederast, he's not a pederast. It's like, eh, actually, you know what, he is a pederast. So. Yeah,
fuck it. He is a pederast.
You know what, fuck it.
Pederast he is.
they were writing it and then they just said, fuck it. Fuck it, yes.
Yeah, they're definitely going all out on this fucking Mortal Kombat game. They're just making it.
I think it's this point where it's like, it's literally them, they're even like,
they're fuck like, it. Fuck it.
Well, dude, I mean,
fuck it, we'll do it
their
live.
Characters are cool, but, you know, if you have all these licensed people, you're gonna bring in the masses. I mean, everyone's going to want to play the game just
and this
play
one
their
looks
favorite.
The most brutal I've ever seen.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks finally. Way fucking brutal, dude. Like, those x-rays, they're getting even.
Right.
More brutal.
Yeah, no, I kind of fell off, like, Mortal Kombat, because I really like 3. Mortal Kombat 3 is like a fucking fighting game pillar. Like, finally, that was when Mortal Kombat was finally like, oh shit, you know, we play Street Fighter seriously. And then before, when you'd look at Mortal Kombat, you'd look at it as a joke. I mean, because I grew up in L.A. where like the fighting game community was a thing. Like, you literally go to the arcades, everyone's talking about it. You'd see people fucking in line to play Street Fighter, and then some asshole over at Mortal Kombat, and then everyone's like, oh, look at this fight. Like, oh god, yeah, everyone's like, just
well, that's because there was mostly Japs there. Because on the other side of the coast where I grew up, it was all fucking Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't see anybody playing Street Fighter. It was the origin of where the games are coming from. And the people that I didn't play it. I played it, but I never got like big into it. But the people that I saw playing it were just as hardcore as the little Asian kids in the arcade playing Street Fighter,
and
you
that's
know.
What Mortal Kombat
tearing
3
up
did.
15 people in a you row. Know,
that's what Mortal Kombat 3 did. Is it finally brought Mortal Kombat to like, holy shit, this is a deep serious fighting game that's not just some gimmick of like fatalities. Like, this game is awesome. Like, you had like Cyber Smoke coming to the ground, you know, Cyrex, like all that shit was just like
Cyrex
all these
was the shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean that and if they really kind of bring that back, like if they don't have like the whole like, oh, this is Mortal Kombat, you know, it's brutal, it's this and that, I want it to be like a deep fighting game again. I want it to be like something
well,
that you'll see at Evo.
It's been at Evo
lately?
Yeah, the past couple have been at Evo. I don't think it ever left Evo. Since, I mean, when they started making them again, they brought it back.
Uh-huh.
If it's like Injustice, I'll buy a bargain. I mean, it's hard to pay $60 for a fighting
Injustice
game
was
now.
Fun enough to play through
anymore.
The story.
Yeah. And the fighting's decent enough. I mean,
serviceable.
Right.
It's just, I don't know. Because I was hearing, like, you have to pay $30 for Jason.
No way.
It's part of some like combat. Like, you can only get him from this like special pack you have to buy for $30.
Oh my god!
It's got him, and I'm pretty sure that's where the Predator's gonna be. And
oh,
they
so
have,
he's
like,
coming like it's
okay.
like a it's DLC like a, combo.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well,
sense.
They did that with Injustice
just
too.
Yeah.
You know. So basically, what you're saying is that I'm gonna wait until there's the collector's edition.
Exactly. Game of the Year edition
that comes out. Well, I wouldn't go as far
man,
as saying Game of the Year.
I hate how they do that shit now. Like think back to like
do you
second,
though? Because that makes my life so much easier. Then I can wait. I can get all that shit. for fucking $40 and have everything. Movie.
I don't know. I mean, I just kind of go back to like
and I just have to
tag
wait.
One and where
I have patience.
Where there were patience. Where there was like 50 question marks on the board and you unlock them.
Oh
all,
yeah,
you know?
No.
I mean, what happened to that?
That's cool.
The when did that go out?
Game of Year edition. Yeah, I think you guys are talking about two things. He's talking about Game of Year edition.
No, which I'm fine with, but I'm just kind of like throwback to Tekken Tag, original Tekken Tag 1, where you unlocked like 50 characters.
You have to fucking buy colors now, like different colors.
Right,
and
it's
shit.
Ridiculous.
That's fucking stupid. Dude, Capcom. Why are we going out of business?
Oh, yeah.
Let's start some more. Right. Oh, you want to do a Shuriken? How about you have to buy a Shuriken? You know, like, fuck.
It's and it's not only that. It's more the fact that they're pawning their fucking games off on other people. Like, you know, the DMC made by, you know, Team Ninja, whatever they call it. And it's like, it's not a bad game by any means. I kind of wanted to play Devil May Cry instead of wanting to play Heavenly Sword 2 with Dante.
They just
released
that shit on PS4, by the way.
Yeah, Definitive Edition. That's another thing that's fucking annoying. But
I got the shit for free on PS Plus. Why would I buy it on PS4 now?
Right.
It was free on PS4? For PS3.
Yeah.
That's the problem. People like me, first of all, I'm not going to buy that game. I like Devil May Cry, but I'm not going to buy that game.
No.
But I refuse to dust off my fucking PS3...
No, but yeah, but
for anything other than Netflix.
This came out before PS4 came out.
It is my Netflix machine.
So I played it a bit. I was like, this is cool. And I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yes, yes.
Well, what I'm saying is, when is the next Capcom made Devil May Cry coming out? Has that ship sailed? You know,
call them up.
Is freaking Deep Down going to be a good game? Because it's all
Capcom.
Deep
Down's not coming
out.
Yeah, I mean,
is Nid Cut coming out? I don't know, man. You're super horny for that game, but I don't see it. I see a lot of cool-looking cutscenes, but then I see, like, future shit, and then I see this dude in a suit of armor fighting, like, this weird dragon-looking thing.
It's Assassin's Creed
what's happening?
With
yeah.
Dark Souls, basically.
It's Assassin's Creed, Dark Souls.
That still doesn't get me going.
You're in the future in New York, and then you jump in these machines, and then you've
lived
your...
It's free to play. That's why I'm like, okay, I will try it when
it
comes
out. Give
it
a shot.
Yeah.
But it's going to be like Warhammer. I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
That game was pretty fun.
You mean
bad
Gears of War?
Yes. Seriously,
though. Take one look at Warhammer. Look at fucking Deep Down. I mean, that game looks fantastic.
I don't give a fuck if it looks good or not.
Graphics are everything, but if you're...
No, graphics are nothing to me.
Dude, it's a big part for me, I'm going to say.
Well, I wouldn't say nothing.
To an extent.
It can be look really, really bad and stop me from playing a decent game. But I would rather play a fucking game that looks like shit and is way fun.
Well, yeah, no shit. I mean, Hotline Miami. I mean,
that doesn't look like shit. They pull off their, like, they got their niche.
Purposely, like,
they do their thing.
It's not like shit. We don't know what we're doing right now.
And then there's the opposite of the order.
Yeah.
Where it looks good, but plays like shit.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's not enough for me.
No.
Yeah. No, I mean, I definitely
not even
feel
enough
like...
to bargain.
You know what's weird? For February, an N64 game sold more than any other game that came out.
What? In February?
Yeah, because, Majora's Mask that re-released on 3DS.
Oh, so... Okay.
Everything.
Which game? So a 3DS
Majora's
game.
Majora's Mask did?
Oh. Yeah.
So, but the thing about that, it's literally
that's
an N64 game. Just looks a little bit prettier because
they cleaned it up.
And why do you think that is? Because
it's a great fucking game.
No, because 2013, 2014, they don't fucking polish games anymore as they used to back in those days. Think of how finished those games were and how this is going on the disc as is. We can't
Touch
it up
later. There's no going back.
Give it a facelift.
There's no going back. They wait until the game is done.
Well, I mean, is that really what it has to take in order for a game to fucking be complete when it's released anymore? You know?
But it's too easy to patch a game nowadays.
Yeah, that's why
it's too easy. That's why you get that stuff. You couldn't patch shit back in the day. It was either a bad game and nobody ever talks about it anymore, or it was a great game because it got finished, it got fixed. You know, it was exactly what it needed to be, and it waited till it was done to come out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of curious what
they
would take.
They build the hype, they get it to a state enough that's like, okay, we can go gold and send it out, and we'll start working on the patch instantly to try to get this fixed.
See, and I feel like publishers, I mean, just taking a fucking stab in the dark, I don't know the inner workings of the video game industry, but I feel like publishers are a lot to blame for that.
Yeah.
Because back then, it was like, no, fuck you, you're not putting that game out with our name on it, it's broken, it's not, you know, we're not going to be able to fix it, like, go finish it and then come back and talk to me, you're not getting paid. You know, nowadays they're like, fuck it, send it out. You know how many sequels I'm going to make of that game?
Right.
Get the fucking game out and start working on the patch right now.
It's more about the money than the actual game.
Exactly.
They just give a fuck about the money.
Video games are a lot bigger now, too.
Yeah.
Compared to back then.
It's an industry. It was an art, and now it isn't an industry.
Yeah. You
know? I mean, there's still art aspects to it.
And I feel like we
it's not the publisher that gives a fuck about the art, though.
Well, we need to have a fucking... We need to have a happy medium.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
I really want that fucking happy medium to like finally be met, and
it's gonna take a while.
Well, are some out there, and I feel like that's
the year of the beginning of that shit, and then like we're gonna finally start seeing that again in 2016, where it's like the games are gonna be finished when they come out.
Well, because you have a lot of fucking people, like the lot of indie developers, a lot of people are making their own companies now that were kids like us that grew up fucking. You know, playing these games, they're just a lot smarter than us.
They didn't stop at high school like we did.
Fuck it, I'm not going outside. I'm going to make my own video game.
Make games. God damn it.
Do you want to talk about this other shit?
Yeah, let's...
What is Paperbound?
Okay, is this the game I think it is? Is this
the game that's coming out? I don't know. I just said it.
The guy who made Twisted Metal.
No way, really?
It's like a hand-drawn game.
Okay, yeah. So I know what you're talking about now.
It's like a battle. I think of like Team Fortress. I don't know. Some shit like that.
Yeah.
Cars?
No cars. It's cars. It's like walking.
Okay.
But it all takes place in a kid's notebook. Like he's doodling, and you're the kid's doodles, and you're fighting each other.
Yep.
It's really fucking...
That's a cool idea.
It's a cool concept. It looks like a drawing. It looks like sketches.
Yeah, it like fits the mold really well.
Yeah, it's just like a multiplayer battle arena game,
that the game works is every character is very different, and they all have their own power-ups, they all have their own weapons.
Yeah, so it's
and
like
some of them type. Fly, some of them like have like weird vehicle body parts. And I mean, it's a fucking cool idea. Like it really is. You know the and I guess it was a Twisted Metal guy. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, that's who it, okay. David Jaffe.
Right. So essentially, you're gonna have this game, and I guess like there's power ups, and then there's like little name. Weird things where the
sure. made God of War. No, hold
no.
on.
Hold no, on. Sir. Now you are.
I gotta
off base.
Hold on. You're hold off on. Base, sir.
Hold on.
Check your facts. No, while he's doing that
check
shit.
Shit.
While he's doing that shit. Yeah. So basically the way that the game works is like you have these little weird, you know, it's this asymmetric multiplayer, but at the same time of that, you're going to have aspects of like certain power-ups or like, I guess, stage modifications where the hand will come in and start deleting shit or like draw new shit into like the character.
Okay.
Or he'll like smash.
Yeah, smash him up game.
Yeah. So it definitely has like a lot of weird elements to it, and that kind of keep the game alive, you know. And
yeah, David Jaffe made God of War and Twisted Metal.
Oh shit! Check that out. Regen was right.
Ooh. For retracted statement.
Oh shit!
Yeah. So
I know that
from the mind of. I mean, those are great games. Both of them are good games. So
Twisted Metal.
Oh, dude, Twisted Metal.
I've started playing that fucking. That new, the last one that they made, PS3.
Yeah. Like, did they make a PS3
it was
one?
Fun as fuck, yeah.
Like the chick
real fun.
Into a
they had like mechs going on and shit. It got way out of hand. And then I think I had rented it. I think this was Gamefly. Mm. I don't know if it was scratched or what the fuck happened, but I started to have it run into some bad glitches. I was like, I do not shut my PS3 down a couple times. Like, no,
Jesus,
thank you, sir.
Yeah.
No, thank you. not having Uncharted 2 all over again.
Oh shit!
God.
Fucker fried my PlayStation.
Oh, like, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking. I remember I watched a PlayStation die right before my eyes when I was playing Metal Gear Online for
you hear
like
the click in the.
Oh,
you hear,
and then so, the light starts flashing. You're like, no.
There's like a special. I'm dead because you know when you hit it, it's like beep. You hear beep. Like no.
And
what
then
was
it
that?
Does that like slow pulsing flash for like a really long time, like shoving shit out of the way to run to it.
Yeah, you're
holding
like, no.
it in your arms. PlayStation, don't leave me. PlayStation, no. 6 years isn't enough. 6 years isn't enough. I can't afford another one. I need you. I fucking need you.
Yeah.
Actually, PlayStation replaced that bastard 6 years later for $150.
Nice.
Yeah,
they sent me the box. My PlayStation's
Thank
broken.
You. Thank you.
Like, sure, we'll send you a box right out. Like, really?
Okay.
Okay,
it's fine.
I'm gonna go cry.
Well, we've been going on for a while. Why don't we just finish up with like the free PS games?
There you go. Wrap it up. Yeah, wrap it up. What was this month?
Counter Spy.
Pull that up. Counter Spy, because I don't remember Apes what the Vita and the PS3 ones were, but Counter Spy, Valiant Hearts, and New and Tasty.
I heard Odyssey. I heard Valiant Hearts had some feels.
Should download it.
Yes. Valiant Hearts is really good. I haven't gotten deep enough into it. Well, I mean, it's already heartfelt. Like, it's very story driven. It's a fun ass game. It's definitely worth playing. Another fucking like knock one out of the park for UB indie team.
Okay. Real quick.
But Counter Spy kind of sucks.
Yeah. You're the free games.
It's like janky.
There's All World for PS4, Odd World, Abe's Odyssey,
which is spot on.
Valiant Hearts, The Great War.
Mm-hmm.
PS4/Vita is Ollie 2, which is the skateboarding game.
Yeah,
which
I haven't picked that one. That's like the side scroller, like 16-bit or 8-bit.
It's like 8-bit ish. I don't know. It's I don't know what the fuck you want to call it.
Mike was playing it.
It's pretty fun.
Is that PS4 and
Vita? Yeah, Vita? PS4 Vita.
Why didn't I download that?
And then there's Counter Spy. That's PS4 Vita.
Yeah, don't buy it. Don't even waste your.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Going through
don't
all of them,
waste
and then
your hard drive space.
We'll say which ones you should.
And then PS3, there's Papa and Yo, and Sherlock Holmes: Crimes and Punishments.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it like the movie, the show license Sherlock Holmes with?
No. It's just
Cumberbatch.
No, it's just some random.
It sounds really cool though. It's probably really shitty, but it sounds cool.
It looks visually really bad. I haven't played it. But
so which one should you download? PS3. Which one should you
absolutely
not download?
Fucking Abe's Odyssey. If you played the original, it's a cleaner version. You feel right at home. The controls are all there. It's comfortable. It's got the same humor. They did take out the farts.
Really?
Which pisses me off. You remember you used to like squat down and like fart, and then if you were talking to another slave, they'd like laugh.
Yeah,
not there.
Really?
Piss me off. I don't know if it's further into the game, and I haven't got there yet, but it pissed me off. They also did added this functionality where you can throw. You have just like an infinite amount of like drops, these little seeds that you can throw, and
so wait, is it like a remake, but it's different?
It's a reboot. I guess. Reboot. They added it. They upgraded it. It looks better. And I was complaining to Brian about the other day, the voice acting, they cleaned it up. Like, you clearly understand them, rather than, like, it's
like,
more...
What the fuck did you,
yeah, more like you have an idea of what they were saying.
Yeah.
Which kind of throws it.
Yeah, because
it's a little more cartoony in the vocals. It's a little... more cartoony in the visual. It's a little bit cleaner. The color's a little bit more pop.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as dark and grimy. But it's still fun.
Because isn't the PlayStation one, like, they would talk, but it would be words coming up. Am I right about that?
You had four basic function words. And they had a few phrases for each one. It was like, you have to initiate, so you had a hello. You had a follow me. You had a wait.
Yeah.
And then you had one other thing, which I want to say was the fart, but I don't remember. There was one other thing, but you basically and they had like a few different sound bites for each one.
Yeah,
but
oh. All right. What other game?
Valiant Hearts, definitely download. Hearts. Don't download Counter Spy.
That's the only one that you shouldn't do.
It's okay. It's not. Really worth it.
Do you think it'd be better on Vita? It's because it's for Vita too.
Maybe it's weird. It's like a side scroller. Like it looks cool. It looked like it was a cool idea. They didn't really polish it up. It looks kind of half-assed visually.
Mm.
Like the art style is really good.
Yeah.
The whole idea is kind of cool, but it's very basic. Mm. There's not much functionality to it. There's not much
what I saw.
Really to it. You know, you hide in the corner, you knock a fucking guard out the same way you do 15 times, shoot the camera,
weak.
You steal the fucking, the bomb plans.
Hmm. Ollie Ollie 2 is good.
I've no
played
that,
a little
that
bit.
That one for some reason I didn't play.
I played a little bit of that one. I bought the first one. That came out last year.
Yeah,
I played
the
shit out, especially on Vita. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's like perfect, you can quick go. I definitely say play that. It looks really pretty. It's like that 8-bit stylish.
Yeah, it looks good. Didn't they make something else? a company?
I don't know. I know they're definitely making something that's like... Yeah, that's, there's too much shit to cram into your fucking brain, though.
It was a pretty good month. Not as good as last month. Because I don't know if you guys played Transistor yet, but you should.
No, I haven't.
You need to play Transistor.
I started playing it, then I stopped.
It's fucking...
I played that Apotheon one, though.
And it's fun.
I did like that Apotheon one.
Yeah. I didn't play that one.
It's a good one.
It's fun. Okay. YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter is all /TheBotCo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Facebook is the bot company.
Uh-huh. Whose fault was that? Never mind. Just keep going.
Twitch is also the bot co.
Mm-hmm.
Tumblr, just search bot co.
If you ever want to send an email for whatever fucking reason, it's the bot co at
do
email.
It. Emailing us hate. It's cool.
Yeah.
The bot co.
For now.
And, yeah, just send us like the most ridiculous send me hate mail.
Dick enlarging ads, please.
Yeah.
Please send Regen your dick pics.
Send them.
All right. All right, bye.
Woo!
Adios!